politician who is taking donations from the NRA. Shame on you.
Recent days have seen American students mobilize politically to a degree not seen since the Vietnam War, demanding action from Washington.
The NRA bankrolling us has turned our country into a war zone.
We're going to do something about it. We're going to make changes.
President Trump is urging Congress to strengthen background checks on gun purchasers, raise the minimum buying age for semi-automatic weapons, and ban devices that make rifles fire more rapidly. He is also urging schools to allow armed teachers who could battle a gunman.
Why do we protect our airports and our banks, our government buildings, but not our schools? It's time to make our schools a much harder target for attackers. We don't want them in our schools.
Arming teachers has the strong backing of gun rights advocates, but new laws restricting gun ownership do not. The National Rifle Association says the Florida tragedy could have been prevented if federal and local authorities had heeded multiple warnings about the accused shooter.
This madman should have never been able to purchase this firearm, ever. Parents, make up the NRA membership. We see our kids and everybody. We don't ever want to see anything like this again.
Arming teachers has been rejected by state governors of both political parties and by some teachers themselves.
In the classroom, I don't know. I mean, I have a 7-year-old, and I would not feel comfortable with him going into a classroom knowing that there could be a potential weapon in there, whether it's loaded or not.
It's been more than 2 decades since Congress passed significant firearms legislation. The 1994 assault weapons ban expired in 2004, and the years since have seen 7 of the 10 deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history. Many Democrats want to renew the ban on semi-automatic weapons.
We continue to suffer a mass gun violence problem that is uniquely American. Only in America is our inaction marked by the next mass slaughter of children in our schools. Only in America have we chosen to protect the profits of gun corporations over the lives of our students.
Outlawing an entire classification of firearms is believed to have almost zero chance of passing a Republican-led Congress. But political momentum is building for action on other less polarizing proposals. Congress failed to deliver any changes to gun laws after mass shootings at Virginia Tech, Newtown, Connecticut, and Las Vegas, Nevada.
And they lie through their teeth.
Students in Florida and elsewhere are vowing that this time will be different. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.